This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, you've heard of Wi-Fi. That's old news. It's all about Li-Fi now. Much faster than Wi-Fi, it has become one of the biggest innovations in the aerospace industry. Lightning-fast internet on aircrafts is about to take off. More after these tech headlines. The FBI is looking into whether lab testing startup Ubiome used improper billing codes in claims and sought payment for unnecessary tests. Ubiome had been trying to build a business on testing patients' microbiomes, the microorganisms in the gut and other parts of the body, based on emerging science that suggests microbes can play a role in health. As the Wall Street Journal previously reported, FBI agents searched the company's San Francisco offices in April. Stay up to date with the very latest on the probe and the tech behind it at WSJ.com. The CIO Journal says information technology executives are pushing to make their systems more energy efficient, developing and tweaking software to cut waste, and now tracking how much energy their operations consume. IT leaders are choosing to play a bigger role in reducing the energy consumption of the hardware and software as well. A crucial part of this is the company's move to the public cloud, which of course cuts down on energy-guzzling data centers. Take Atlassian Corp., a Sydney-based maker of online collaboration tools for business, for instance. The company aims to run all of its direct operations, primarily buildings, on 100% renewable energy, including wind and solar, by 2025. And Carrefour, one of Europe's largest grocery retailers, is unloading most of its operations in China, where big box retailers are struggling to keep up with nimble delivery providers, the kind that are currently winning over shoppers. The move also marks the latest retreat by a Western company in China in the face of stiff competition from homegrown rivals. Carrefour is selling an 80% stake in its Chinese business, including more than 200 stores. This comes at a price tag of about $700 million. The French company, once a dominant force in many Chinese cities, saw its sales in the market fall 5.9% last year. This comes as Western companies are finding the country brutally competitive and fraught with regulatory hurdles. McDonald's, Hewlett-Packard, and Uber are among those who have pulled back or changed strategy in recent years. Coming up, picture this: lightning-fast internet on aircraft that uses light to transmit signals. How the aerospace industry is taking it to the next level with Li-Fi. One of the biggest innovations showcased at the recent Paris Air Show, the one that still has all the aerospace enthusiasts talking, is Li-Fi. French company, pardon my French, and I mean this, I'm sorry, Latécoère, claims Li-Fi is up to 100 times faster than Wi-Fi. Here's Serge Berenger, Senior VP for Research and Tech at the company, explaining the difference.
So the Wi-Fi is working with a radio frequency, whereas the Li-Fi operates with light.
Making Li-Fi even more notable, it eliminates the sensitivity to radio frequencies.
Radio frequency is impacting health for some people who are electrosensitive. For some others, it doesn't work. But if in an aircraft you have a lot of Wi-Fi embedded in the aircraft, it will impact for sure the health of people in a longer term.
And for all the 5G hype, here's where something like 5G really comes into play. For Wi-Fi, it's by cutting the costs of satellite operations, which then makes more of the tech free for airlines and passengers to use.
Today, the satellite communication that connects the aircraft to the rest of the world does have a limited bandwidth. But in the coming years, to support the 5G deployment, a large number of satellites will allow to reduce the cost of SATCOM and enable and support the deployment of 5G. In some countries, it will be faster than in others, but in the longer term, you will have a better and cheaper connection than it is today from the aircraft to the rest of the world.
Catch up with more of what you may have missed. The Wall Street Journal has full coverage of the latest in aerospace technology. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.